What if the Pentagon's new testosterone testing program is about to change how your physical therapist treats you and whether your PT clinic is even compliant to handle it? Pause. Right now in 2026, three massive forces are colliding in healthcare at the same time. The Department of Defense just launched what they're literally calling the High T Department, mandatory testosterone screening for every service member over 30. Meanwhile, global workforce disruptions are quietly draining the clinical talent pipeline, and orthopedic practices that aren't paying attention are sitting on serious compliance exposure. If you're a patient, a provider, or anyone connected to rehab care, this affects you directly. Pause. First, the military hormone policy is a clinical and compliance earthquake. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announced all military personnel over 30 will be offered voluntary testosterone testing and hormone replacement therapy. Here's why that matters for PT. Testosterone directly affects bone density, tendon integrity, muscle mass, and how fast someone heals after orthopedic injury. If your patient is on a VA hormone program and your intake forms don't capture that, you're flying blind and potentially out of compliance on coordination of care documentation. Pause. Second, global workforce disruptions are a hidden risk most clinics aren't tracking. Zimbabwe just registered 15,000 skilled Rhodanese, healthcare workers displaced from South Africa by geopolitical unrest, under a global skills partnership program. When instability pushes trained clinicians across borders, credentialing delays and licensure gaps follow them. PT clinics onboarding internationally trained staff without airtight credential verification are exposing themselves to serious scope of practice liability right now. Pause. Third, Atlanta PT is already building the model for what responsible orthopedic care looks like in this environment. Laura McMurrin put it perfectly. When you understand what's happening hormonally or systemically with a patient, you build a smarter, safer rehab plan. That's not just good care. It protects the patient and the practice. Documentation frameworks, outcome tracking, and whole person intake screening aren't optional anymore. They're your compliance infrastructure. Pause. Here's your one action item today. Pull your patient intake forms and ask, do they capture hormone therapy, VA program enrollment, or international medication protocols? If not, that's your gap. Fix it before it becomes a liability. The practices winning in 2026 are the ones treating compliance as a clinical tool, not a checkbox. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.